Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, and welcome back to the Arty Friends Podcast. This is Allison. Today, I have on guest Emily Dursky. She's going to be joining me in a little bit, but first, I'll catch you guys up, share peaks of the week, and then we will bring Emily on. I was thinking about this book that I read last summer, and I don't know why it popped into my mind right before I hopped on to record, but maybe one of you out there needs to hear this, and that's why. But the book is called Average is the New Awesome. And I remember the main theme of the book was like, we try so hard to want to be like so accomplished and the best, but then what happens is we don't end up doing all of these things that we want to do because we're perfectionists. And instead of even trying, we don't do it. So rather than setting such a high bar for yourself, just accept that like you're fairly decent at some things. And we all have some areas where we're amazing at, but across the board, a lot of us are just normal people. And that's still really cool. We don't have to be the smartest, the prettiest, the richest person in the room all the time. Of course, it's a great aspiration, but like if you spend your whole life wishing away that that could be you, but it's not, and then not doing anything about it, you're just like giving away your power of the magic that you are right now. So for whatever that's worth, highly recommend that book. And I feel like today's conversation is just kind of themed along that too. It's like super chill, low key. It's just Emily and I talking about skin and beauty and de-influencing and our thoughts on social media. And yeah, it was just a nice conversation. I am pre-recording this episode in Tulum right now because on Thursday, I am going back to Omaha for a long weekend. I'm hosting an open buying event on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday so I can stockpile a ton of inventory for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. A lot of you guys have been asking how I'm doing the shop. The store I own is called 1404 Collective. It's located in Omaha. And I'm living in Tulum. And so people are like, how are you doing that? And it's a great question. But being in a different location than my business really allows me to work on it rather than in it. Because when I'm there, I get really hung up on the nitty-gritty details. And being away helps me zoom out and create systems and processes that help automate or just make me a better owner and a better leader. So it's stretching me, but overall, I think it's going really well. I did record a Patreon episode, I think that was September or October, that goes into it way more. So if you want to listen to that, go to patreon.com/artyfriends. And when you join, it's $5. You get immediate access to our entire library of back recorded episodes. I think there's like 50 episodes in there. And not all of them are just like silly personal life updates. There's some really good value-packed ones as well about business, social media, traveling, and we're just a little more raw and unfiltered on the Patreon page. And it really helps support the show. So thank you to anyone who has joined our Patreon page at any point in time. The love and support does not go unnoticed. And also thanks if you have ever came into my old store, New Wave, stayed at my old Airbnb, or now shop at 1404. Like, I just am feeling really grateful this week for my life. I've just been pinching myself. I feel so blessed. So thank you guys for making this all possible. And with that, I'll just go right into peaks of the week. And my peak of the week is honestly just feeling like a good dog mom. I got Peaches groomed and all caught up on her vet appointments. She is a cockapoo, and so that breed, a lot of poodle mixes, have a problem with hair, like getting stuck in their ears, and she hates it when I try to take it out. And a lot of the groomers like don't even bother messing with it because the dogs like get really upset when you try to pull it out. And so I made her a vet appointment, and unfortunately we did have to like sedate her a little bit, but it took me and two vets holding her down and keeping her calm. And we got all of the hair and wax out of her ears, and her toenails are trimmed, and she's all caught up on her shots, and she is dewormed. I just gave her all the things, and her grooming just looks absolutely adorable right now. And I really understand how people feel pride over their children now, because I'm just like staring at her and I'm like, oh, I feel like a really good dog parent this week. She got walks every day. She got her self-care. She's healthy. And literally, I was at the store earlier and this guy was like, how old is she? And I was like, 9, almost 10. And they were like, oh my God, she seems like a puppy. I thought she was so young. She's so spry and looks great. It's like, thank you. And for our listeners' peaks of the week, this one from Amber just melted my heart. She said, I had my first child on my bathroom floor at home. It was the most life-changing experience. Oh my gosh, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. And that is such a fitting birth story. If you guys remember, we had Amber on the podcast twice, actually, kind of recently. She came on to talk about sobriety and her book, Seasons of Sobriety. And then she was actually our very first guest ever. I think it's episode 3. So yeah, Amber has been with us since day one. So definitely go back and listen to those if the topic of sobriety resonates with you. And Hannah said, started rock climbing classes. How fun. Again, just embracing normal everyday stuff. Like, that's so great. As always, send in your piece of the week on our Instagram story box every Monday. The Instagram handle is at Already Friends Podcast. And now we're going to have Emily on. She is a Nebraska native. Now she lives in Florida. She is a brow artist and a social media manager. And she also is just a digital creator. She posts a lot about clean and low maintenance beauty. When she's not working or posting on socials, she loves to craft and hang out with her wiener dog, Junior. She is definitely a health and wellness girly. She loves journaling and nature. And that's what we talk about today. So without further ado, here is Emily Dursky. Welcome to Already Friends.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you could come on because you are such an Already Friends coded girl's girl. I feel like you have really mastered like the balanced approach to life. And we talk a lot on here about the 8 dimensions, being into health and wellness, but also like going out and doing fun things. And I just feel like that is so you. And that's why I wanted to have you on. And also because your creative eye has just, you've been one of my favorite content creators, especially out of Nebraska, for so long. Like, I just see your stories and I'm like, how do you make that look so good? So thanks for being here.
That's so sweet. I really appreciate that.
Well, tell the listeners a little about you. Where did you grow up? Where are you now? And anything else that you think will help set the stage for getting our listeners to know you?
All right. Well, I did grow up in Nebraska. and moved around a bunch, was in the restaurant industry for like 10 years. And when COVID hit, my husband was like, if you could do anything, you know, like, what would you do? And so that's when I decided to go back to school for esthetician school. And then we moved down to Sarasota. I didn't even have a job lined up, honestly. He got a job down here and found a really cute brow boutique. I mean, I didn't even know you could just do eyebrows, and gave it a shot. Turned out I'm really, you know, it's like it came so natural to me. And I just feel so lucky to be at the Brow House. My community is amazing. It's just been, it's been a great place to grow and just to be.
I love that you brought up the serving bartending era. I think we should talk about that for a little bit, because I did that for like 4 or 5 years too. And the other day I was low key missing it. Do you ever miss it?
No, I have serving nightmares still, like where you just keep getting sat and sat and sat. So no, not for a second.
What was the environment like for you that you served in?
Actually, I mean, I worked at a great place. I worked at Blue Sushi.
Oh, that was okay. Shout out to anyone listening. Flagship Restaurant Group. They're totally like global now. And
dude,
we claim them. They're Omaha
for sure. For sure. It's crazy to see what they're doing. Like, I feel like every time I log on, I'm like, they're opening another restaurant. Like a whole concept. It's insane. And they execute it so well. It's nuts. But yeah, I worked at Blue for 10 years. That was my only restaurant job. I was so lucky to, once again, like have a great support system there. And, you know, like you said, have fun, but it's just exhausting.
True. It says a lot about you, though, that you could stay at one place for that long, because I feel like the turnover in the bar restaurant industry is crazy, because there's like always drama. Someone's hooking up with someone.
True.
There's like always chaos. Like, do you see those TikToks of people being like the tea on the servers, and it's like skits of what's going on behind the scenes?
There was a lot of drama. But that's like what keeps it, you know, like going and fun. But that's what you do, you know, in your 20s. So
it is. Yeah. If you guys are young and listening and have never had a server bartending job, please do it for like the checklist. Like, you'll learn a lot about yourself and a lot about people and mm-hmm. the world, and honestly make good money.
Mm-hmm.
But you love doing brows now. Like, you feel so in alignment.
Yeah. It's so strange when people say like, yeah, what do you do? I do eyebrows. It's such a weird industry still, but I love it. I mean, like I said, it came really natural, creating symmetry on the face. I don't know. It makes a huge difference too. What do they say? Like the eyes are the, what do they say? The nipples of the face.
I was going to say portal to the soul. Okay, not that.
Must have been from a movie. I have no idea.
Eyes are the nipples of the face.
I don't okay. know. Okay. That's not the quote. Must have been from like a Seth Rogen movie or something.
I mean, that sounds like something Seth Rogen would say, but we're going to run with it. Okay, so they're drawing a lot of attention. Everyone's looking at the eyes. So how do you feel like you help transform people's appearance through eyebrows?
I feel like the number one concern people have is creating symmetry with the brows. They're like, why are my brows uneven? And it can be so many things, but it also can just be like the littlest tweak. Maybe it's giving you some tint, or you don't realize you, like, I lift this brow a little more, and that's just a muscle thing. So just kind of like even further educating people on brows, because what do people know about brows? All they did back in the 90s, tweezed them out. You know, nobody gave you any education on it. So just, you know, kind of creating that confidence with people that, oh, okay, like I know how to handle this, and just creating a low maintenance routine for them as well.
Okay. So many questions are coming to mind, but one is, face symmetry only for aesthetics, or is there like other benefits to having facial symmetry?
No, mostly for just aesthetics. You know, people look and they're their worst critic. They pull out that magnifying mirror and, you know, the lights, and they're like, why is this here? And this is uneven. But when you step back, it evens itself out. You know what I mean? For the most part.
Well, what do they say about eyebrows? They're cousins, not sisters or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Or they're sisters, not twins.
Okay.
They're sisters, not twins.
Well, I mean, mine are
sometimes
cousins.
They're cousins. Yeah. They're related. They're not identical.
I feel like my problem with skincare and beauty is that I know absolutely nothing
And I'm just like intimidated by the entire industry. And so since I don't even know where to begin, I just do nothing.
That's fair.
And I get that. I really want to get over that because I've always been like such a tomboy in elementary and middle school. Like I was like playing basketball and softball, had like long basketball shorts and like Livestrong bracelets up to my elbow and like pre-wrap. So the fact that even now I like curl my hair on occasion and like, I don't know, gua sha, this is like quite an evolution. So for someone like me who is like on day one, you know so much also outside of just eyebrows about skincare, beauty. Where do you recommend someone starting to get more into this?
I definitely recommend looking into clean brands, which honestly will narrow it down just from that. Looking for maybe a brand that has both skincare and beauty, like Merit, if you're familiar with that brand. Looking for products that are multi-purpose and like depending on your lifestyle, you seem to be on the go all the time. So something that you can just like easily put a cap on and go. It's not something like, oh, this is going to make a mess in a bag. So just fitting to your lifestyle and finding a line, a skincare line, makeup line that isn't, they don't have 20 different products, right? They really know what they're talking about. So they might have four or five solid products, your basics, your brow pencil, concealer, you know, things like that. So don't overwhelm yourself.
So you recommend like choosing a brand and going all in on that one brand?
I would mix and match, like get your basics and then kind of just feel it out from there because sometimes these things work better together. I mean, I don't use everything from one brand, but that's kind of how I started. I said, okay, well, you know, let me try this and this. And
okay, run us through like a morning skincare and then on that same day that you're going to do makeup. Like what are you doing when you wake up?
I don't wash my face. I just rinse it.
Okay. In the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's like the biggest thing I made a change about was not using a cleanser, just rinsing because your body's, you know, regenerating. You need those oils that you woke up with. So just give it a rinse. I also use a hypochlorous acid. It's, if you've heard of the brand Tower 28, they have an SOS spray or Magic Molecule makes a great one. It just is another kind of antimicrobial. If you have a burn, it's good to put on it. It just really kind of sets your face. And then I'll go in with kind of like an aloe and calendula toner again. And I just dab it on my face. And then what else do I use? In the morning, I feel like I keep it pretty easy. And then I might just use just a moisturizer. I've been using Dr. Jart right now. I think it's like a redness relief. I wonder if you can see it. Kind of like eczema sometimes, redness right here. So I really like the Dr. Jart line for that. And then at night, I really don't think it differs. The only thing that the major change is the cleansing. I do an oil cleanse and then a foamy cleanse. And I keep it simple. Maybe a hydrating serum, overnight mask. But I don't like to use any actives. That's kind of where I feel like I differ from a lot of people. Like retinol or Retin A. I don't use vitamin C. I don't know, maybe it was with school, esthetician school, or honestly being like an influencer, you get all these products and you want to try everything, but you're not knowing what this is going to mix with this. And it's just too much on your face. So I had a reaction. I stopped everything. I kept it real simple and I just haven't gone back. It's been probably like 3 or 4 years where I keep it super simple.
Yeah, I always wonder that too, is I'm like, how... Sometimes you see these people have like 10, 15 step skincare. And I'm like, how do you know what is doing anything? And how do you know how it's mixing and layering? Like my brain like can't comprehend it. So this is really encouraging that you've like tried all this stuff and then still chose to narrow it down. So you are team double cleanse. I feel like I see that a lot on TikTok.
Yeah, at night specifically. Morning, no need. Don't waste your time or product. But nighttime for sure.
And what did you say? The two different types of cleansing?
Oil-based cleanser first. It really just breaks everything down. And then you can go in with like, depending your skin type, a gel cleanser if you're acne. I like to use like a foamy one because my skin is kind of dry. Or like a nice milk cleanser would be good as well.
And how do you know that they're an oil-based cleanser?
I mean, it should be pretty obvious. It should say like oil cleanser.
Okay.
That's a fair question.
And then what's the other type of one?
Just like a normal
okay.
gel cleanser, foam cleanser.
Okay. this is just like so new. Okay. So the oil one first, and then a regular cleanser, and then a serum. Because we also have a lot of guys that listen, and I love seeing on social media now, like men normalizing skincare, because I see so many very handsome men and I'm like, ah, even I, like me who knows nothing about skincare, I'm even like, oh, I just want you to do a little bit of skincare, because I could just see how that would take you from a 10 to like a 12.
Totally. And it's so frustrating to have my husband who doesn't use anything. I'm like, can you just here? Like, I try to make it easy. I bought these, they kind of remind me of those old acne pads, Stridex.
Oh my gosh. Yes, but they would like burn.
A clean version of them. So that way, you know, it's easy. You just take it. It's kind of like his cleanser, toner, all in one.
And what are your thoughts about toner?
I like toner. Toner's great. Okay. Yeah.
Where does that come in the mix?
I would do, let's say it's the morning, I'm going to rinse my face and then a toner.
And then a
toner. Just a spritz. And then that's when you go in with your serum. And then moisturizer.
Okay. Because when you were talking about in the morning, after you rinse your face and you said it sets your face, what does that mean?
Hypochlorous acid. I just like to, it's kind of like an extra, you could call it an extra cleanse, because it is killing like any bacteria on your face. You know, let's say you just brushed your teeth and you're like, oh my God, whoops, bacteria from that, spray it on there. Just another layer of clean. And then I'll go in with a toner, hydrating. Because with your serum, if it's like a hyaluronic acid, your face needs to be wet for it to work. It needs something to like suck into. And some things you want to put on dry face.
Okay. And so for anyone that wears makeup, you rinse your face, then you're doing that H word, then maybe a toner. And then how long are you waiting before you put makeup on?
Well, see, then after my moisturizer, I'm going to do my SPF. And then I'm going to wait 2 minutes. And then I'm going to go in. I have a tinted, what is it called? Tinted serum, I guess. Kind of like a BB cream. It's from Typology. If you haven't heard of that brand, you should. I feel like you would love them. And I'll mix it with some liquid bronzer, because the shade is, it's pretty light for me. So I'll just mix it all. And I just use my fingers. I don't use any brushes or anything. I feel like that kind of overcomplicates things sometimes. Maybe a little concealer, because I have bags. And definitely bronzer. Just boop, boop, boop. There. That I will use a brush. And then my secret weapon is the faux freckles. Get a freckle pen and it a little on the nose, little on the cheek, dab them in, and it somehow just makes you look more put together. It just finishes the no makeup look.
Yeah, I feel like you definitely have the no makeup look mastered. And I love that, because I'm just like, I'm never going to be a glam girl, like on the day to day. Like if I were to get invited to some event and someone wanted to do my makeup, fun, sure, but in my day-to-day life, I just don't really ever see myself getting there. So I love your method. Do you feel like then with like brows and lashes and nails, like what do they call it? High maintenance things for low maintenance girls. What are your thoughts on that?
That's kind of tricky, because I did have lash extensions for a long time. And it is nice to just wake up and go, but going every 3 weeks and spending the money, that's one thing that I don't think is low maintenance. I miss them, but I don't. But one thing that is worth it, I would say, is my eyebrows are tattooed, and like that is worth it. That's a high maintenance to be low maintenance, in my opinion.
How does that process work?
You'll go in and they kind of do that symmetry again with your eyebrows, and just there's a few different ways to do it, whether you like kind of the feathered, the pencil stroke look, or the more makeup filled in look. There's a couple different methods to do it. I got the pencil stroke look just because I was missing hair here and there. So it looks really natural. I mean, it looks like a brow. Yeah.
How long does that last?
I won't need a touch up for probably another year. And I got it earlier this year.
Okay. Is that what you do with brows?
I've taken a class and I'm in training for it, but right now I don't do any cosmetic tattooing.
Okay, okay. You do tinting, waxing, shaping?
Mm-hmm. And lamination. I also do dermaplaning facials.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. If someone's going to go in and get a facial, that can also be overwhelming. There's like so many different types of facials. I think people don't even know what to ask for. Like literally, I went and got one last week and she's like, what do you want? And I'm like, if you had my face, just do whatever you think I need. That's what I say every time. Cause I don't, and I'd never even know what I'm getting then. So then I leave and I'm like, I don't know, it felt great.
What are like some of your concerns or wish you had?
Girl, I don't even know if I have dry or oily skin. I have no idea. How does one figure that out?
Well, like touch your face right now.
Okay.
Like right, yeah, right there. What does it feel like? Is it a little oily?
I have no idea. I think it just feels like my face.
You might just have normal skin. Just normal, which is great. Do you feel like you need a glow? Like, do you feel like you don't have any?
Yeah, I would say I lean more dry, maybe, because I feel like I find myself often wishing it was more like plump, like juicy and hydrated and glowy. I don't feel like I usually look and be like, wow, I am sheening with oil.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So maybe I'm like the dry.
Normal dry.
Okay.
Fair.
Is it possible to have different parts of your face, some be more dry and some be more oily?
Absolutely. Usually a T-zone will be more oily. Like you can see my face is pretty shiny right there.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like up on my hairline, especially since I moved to Tulum, because it's so much more humid here and I usually wear a claw clip with like my bangs out. I've noticed like tiny little zits like up in my hairline that I never had when I lived in the States because I'm just like more sweaty now, I think.
Mm-hmm. What do they look like?
I feel like they're just normal little zits.
Okay. Maybe like a little exfoliation would do well then. So I'm trying to think of
how
like
do I how do get. I exfoliate my face?
Fair. We could do that's no, where
it, is that a thing?
Yeah. I mean, you can do a chemical exfoliation or you can do, you know, a physical exfoliation. So, you know, physical, kind of like a scrub, which I always stay away from just because they can be abrasive. It gives St. Ives apricot scrub. That's just like what I think of.
That reminds me of high school. I feel like the 2013 to 17 era was all about the face scrubs with those little balls in it.
You're right. What was it like, Clean and Clear?
Yes.
What did they do to us?
It was Clean and Clear. And I can like, apricot was the spot on scent. Too. Like I can picture the orangey bottle.
I hate it. Triggered.
And why is that too much? You said it's like abrasive. What's happening? Like it's like scraping your skin off?
It could be like causing micro tears in your skin, depending on what the scrub is made of. You know, like that one, I want to say had like apricot pits or like someone has a walnut crushed up in it. And like that's going to cause cuts in your skin. So it's doing more harm than good. That's where like the actives come in. I've always been drawn towards a lactic acid that's done well for my skin, but it can be kind of overwhelming when you start searching for those things. So
I can also see how we used to use that daily in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You leave it in the shower and you're using it every day. And so you're saying like a facial exfoliation is not a daily thing.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Once to maybe twice a week. You know, of course, depending on skin type, but you don't need more than that. Your skin needs time to do what it's supposed to do, regenerate. You're just trying to slough off whatever is stuck on top, essentially. So maybe you've got some buildup, like stuck under dead skin, and that's what's going on.
Okay. Something I've been diving into and learning more about are hormone disruptors and how there's over 1,000 disruptors daily in our lives. Things in our food, our water, the air we breathe, our clothes, our skincare, all of these things mess up our hormones and our bodies also go through natural hormonal changes. But with all of this, it does not mean that we have to suffer through it. And the good news is that there is a product out there to help. It's called Hormone Harmony and they are a sponsor of the show. Hormone Harmony is a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for all women who are struggling with PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement. It's become a phenomenon, and there's a reason that it has over 30,000 positive reviews and a bottle bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. So if you resonate with any of these symptoms, any of these issues, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code ALREADYFRIENDS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code ALREADYFRIENDS to get your Hormone Harmony and start to feel more like yourself. Again, Already Friends at happymammoth.com for 15% off. Thanks to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring the show.
You guys know we're all about how to thrive in 2025 this year. And if you're ready to optimize your nutrition, Factor is here to help. Factor is a sponsor of the show, and they have chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you. So Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared. It's perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You can lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals, and that is based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. So results will vary depending on your diet and exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. And Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. So reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that you cannot beat. I'm telling you guys, the convenience is the biggest factor for me. Factor for Factor. I love that they just ship everything straight to your house. You just pop the meals in your fridge, and then whenever you're ready to go, you just throw in the microwave. It cannot be easier to stick with those wellness goals. Eat smart with Factor. Get started today at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy.
Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What do you think about those turmeric pads that are like going viral right now?
Oh my God, no, TikTok I haven't shop. Seen this.
They're just like little yellow pads, kind of like you were saying, like the astringent pads.
I've heard turmeric in like brightening scrubs or, you know, some an ingredient to add on, but I would then be concerned, what is the pad made of? Like what material? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
is
mm-hmm.
it like a cheap cotton? Is it not even made of cotton? Like what are you... These are the things you got to think about.
De-influence us some more because we have consumerist season coming upon us. So what are... You've been sent like literally hundreds of things. I see your story. Like you are like queen of getting PR. How... Yeah, just tell us some things that you've tried that you don't feel like were... You would purchase yourself. Not to like knock on these brands, but just you felt like, eh, seen it all over the internet and it's underwhelming.
I mean, any heavily scented skincare... I won't even try it. I won't even open it. I got a really nice, like $120 bottle of, I think it was Estee Lauder night cream. And I already know Estee Lauder is like, you know, not the best, but it's so highly fragrant. So just because something is, you know, expensive and luxury doesn't mean it's going to do the most for you. That would do so much damage to my skin. It's not even funny. So definitely fragranced skincare. Like I said, and luxury, that's not always equatable to great.
And what is wrong with the fragrance?
I just seemed, my eczema is triggered by it. You could have like an allergy to it. It'll just irritate your skin. Not saying for everybody, but I feel like most people these days have a lot of skin irritations, probably from, you know, the food we eat and, you know, that rabbit hole. But that's just something it's an easy one to avoid. It's usually the first or last ingredient. So,
okay.
Another thing, let's see. But something I would want to de-influence people on is the at-home dermaplaning. I just cringe when I see people do it at home. The quality of razor dermaplane you're getting is, it could once again do more harm than good. When you go get a facial and you add a dermaplaning service onto that, they're using like a medical grade scalpel. So it's, you know, it's not causing tears in your skin or it's not cheaply made, like it's medical grade. So that's something I wish people would stop doing.
Oh my God, I feel like this was the point of this conversation because I've been doing that a lot. I need to stop.
No, I get it. It's so satisfying. Like, I love doing it on clients, all the fuzz. There could be bacteria oh my God, please don't reuse those razors too. I don't care if you're sterilizing them with alcohol at home. Like, just, it's a one-time use, throw it out.
Okay. This is very enlightening. I got a pack of, I don't know, maybe like 12, and they're very sharp. So I was just like going across and doing it. But okay, save dermaplaning for the professionals.
That's just another thing.
What are some other at-home things that you think people could be doing more harm than good?
The at-home brow laminations have to stop. Have you seen those? Or like
no.
at-home lash lifts? Because they're risking it, like, all.
Like what, burning their eyebrows off?
Well, I don't even know how they're doing the lash lifts because you'd have to have your eye closed. You'd have to do one eye at a time. But yeah, the at-home brow lamination kits, I think they're getting on Amazon or who knows where, Shein or I don't know. It's just not good quality product. I mean, yeah, your brows might look good for the first week, but you're going to regret it. It's not that expensive to just professionally get your brows done. I know it is a luxury, but if it's really that big of a concern, you should invest in it. There's really no, you know, shortcut.
I do feel like the common thing of like when you try to cut costs, and then it ends up costing you more in the long run because you like have to get it fixed. And I have been trying, the older I get, to just invest in things up front. And the dermaplaning myself, like that's a good example where I was like, okay, I can do this. Like I'll just buy a sharp little knife thing and do it away. But clearly not. Okay.
It's just exactly like you said, the older I get, just do it one time and it's cheaper and you're just on the right track. You've got the support of a professional. If something were to go wrong, just peace of mind.
Have you gotten laser hair removal?
I've not. Have you?
No.
I don't know if I... It's never really been on my radar.
What are your thoughts about waxing? Like body? Like Brazilian, armpits, legs?
I'm not a fan. And it could be because I have some trauma from school. We all had to practice and learn on each other.
What?
Oh, why do you think they learn? So I've only had one Brazilian and that was in school. I don't know. I'm thinking about it right now. You get them, don't you?
I got them for a good period of time, maybe like 2 years or something. And of course, it's just another expense. I feel like with all of the girl services we can get, it's like, okay, are you going to get your nails done? Are you going to get facials? Are you going to get a massage? Are you going to get your eyebrows done? Lash lifts, like teeth whitening, Brazilians, pedicure, like you got to kind of like pick and choose. So I feel like I go through phases of trying different things. And right now I'm really enjoying facials and massages and getting acrylic nails. So I have foregone the Brazilians.
That's fair. I like that. You kind of like shuffle around just whatever fits your lifestyle at the time.
Yeah. I said it last week. Budget. But I'm just like such a slut for a massage. Like it is my favorite thing on the planet to get a massage. And I just feel like that brings me a lot more joy than getting Brazilian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Once again, it's like an investment, but the payback is higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your favorites?
Definitely massage. Just being in the industry, you know, like I'm always hunched over. What else would I say? Pedicures. Nails is tough. That's a tough one for me. I've gone back and forth with press-ons and, you know, getting them done, but I'm in my natural nail era right now. It won't last long because I just feel like when you're in the content creator world, you know, your nails always need to be done because picture, you know, holding something. I usually keep a couple press-ons handy, so I just feel like glue a thumb on. Tell me you haven't done that.
I know. No, I was saying stop because I also am guilty of that. Like, just paint so one funny. Really quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So that's where we're at with that. I don't get my hair done. I need a haircut. Botox. That's okay. That's where I spend the money. I was like, I know there's something. Yeah.
Okay. Deep dive. I want to hear your thoughts about it. How old are you now?
How old am I?
30?
Take a guess. I'm 32.
Looking great.
Thank you. My forehead,
I still have movement though. My girl is good. I have movement, but we're smooth. I want to hear your thoughts about, you know, the toxin of Botox, because you are, you know, you shop mindfully, mm-hmm. clean skincare, all of this. I'm the same way. I got Botox twice, I think, and it's been, I don't know, quite a while, maybe 2 years since I've gotten it last, because I like go back and forth. I'm like, is it okay to put in? Is it not okay? Like, is it just one of the evils that I'm going to give into, or is it good? Like, I don't know. And I don't know enough to have answer.
I don't know enough about it to have an answer. It's one of those things where I'm like, I should look into it and make sure I'm, you know, making the right decisions, but it's just one of those things.
What kind do you get?
I get Botox.
Just straight brand Botox?
Straight brand, baby.
What are the other kinds?
I think there's Dysport.
Yeah, that's the one I think I got.
Which I don't, once again, I don't know much about that to have an opinion, which is, you know, better or not.
Have you had filler?
I have. And I've had my lips filled a few times and I dissolve it so fast. It's not worth the pain. It's so painful to me, in my opinion, to get your lips filled. I have hypothyroidism. So I don't know if it's because I take medicine to speed up my thyroid, if that has something to do with it. And I did get chin filler most recently.
Oh, what does that do?
My chin was super flat. And so now I kind of have like that little point to it. So I feel like I more of an angle. That has been sitting not so pretty good. It's different than the filler that goes in your lips. So once again, maybe that's why it's maybe harder. I don't know. Where is it going? That's concerning. That's the one where I'm like, well, holy shit, hold on. Like maybe it lasts, I don't know, a month and a half, maybe a little longer. I'm like, where did it go?
Yeah. And that's like so expensive for it to just like go away so quickly.
So expensive. So that's one thing I wish I could, but that it doesn't make sense for me.
I've been too scared. I haven't gotten any filler or anything. I think it was like 2021. Like I just had a crisis where I like looked at myself in the mirror one day. This is when I was like dyeing my hair like bleach blonde. And I was like, I need to accept that I'm aging. Like it was kind of just realizing like I'm not 21 anymore. And it's like, okay, yes, we do have fine lines. Like, yes, your hair is like getting darker. You're getting older. Either, I don't know, I just like had a crisis over it because I'd always felt so young. And now it's crazy because I look back at pictures of me when I was like 24 and I'm like, I legitimately had more wrinkles when I was a senior in college than I do now.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, I guess I can tell you why, because my lifestyle was crazy. I was, if you think there's no skincare now, there was certainly no skincare in college. Oh my it was God. Like, go to a party, stay up till 3 a.m., drink, sleep in my makeup, wake up, go to class, like
touch up the makeup from last night.
Yeah, yeah. Go to the gym after.
Oh my God.
Touch it up again. But that's why, you know, we're all learning and educating ourselves.
Totally. You learn as you go. And what's right for you isn't going to be right for me. You just kind of have to, unfortunately, learn that way.
Okay. So you also are an amazing content creator.
Thank you.
What point in your journey did you start doing that? Was it while you were serving in bartending or did it come during the pandemic?
No, I was doing it in Denver. So yeah, it was when I was still serving bartending. Mm-hmm.
And what drew you to it and what has it brought to your life?
It's more than getting free stuff because it's stuff that I would spend my money on. So it's in a way I'm saving money. You know, it's like the skincare I get. I would buy that anyway. So it's saving me money. So that was a huge draw. And I was like, I can do this and get it for free. It's brought like a sense of community on the internet. It's really helped me develop my creativity in ways I didn't know I could in different areas, you know, like at the boutique, styling. I even worked at Stitch Fix for a while because I had that boutique background. I was like a virtual stylist, so that was cool. And then in the skincare, trying new things, connecting with brands. It's just been really fun to see where it can take you just from taking silly little pictures. It's really cool.
What are some of your favorite apps to edit?
CapCut for video editing, definitely. I like the Tezza app and I use Lightroom. That's just been like, it's so user-friendly and I think that's all I use.
Is Instagram your favorite?
Moo. Pinterest is
It's like less, I've never compared myself when I'm on Pinterest. You know, I'm not like, oh, I want to look just like, I've never felt that way. It's more of like, but maybe that's a mindset. I go on there to be inspired. Maybe
it's a mindset. I also feel like with Pinterest, there's anonymity. And with Instagram, when you go to someone's profile, you're like really saying that one person. So it's easier to be jealous or compare because it's like, oh my God, look at this beautiful person and their whole life. And we have this curated vision of them in front of us versus on Pinterest. I feel like it seems more like this anonymous person is on this beautiful trip or has these things. And it's a moment in time of them.
You're so right. That is what it is. That's crazy to think about.
But you like posting more on Pinterest or consuming more on Pinterest?
Consuming more on Pinterest. I mean, yeah, I guess I only really post on Instagram. I'm not on TikTok. TikTok is like, it's so addicting. Like anytime I've been on it, I'm like, oh my God, an hour has gone by. Like how I'm laughing my ass off and like learning a lot, but where's the time? So, I mean, I know like there's a whole lot of room to grow on that app, but I just, for my mental sanity, I can't do it. I do want to try Lemonade though, because I've seen you post about it and it looks like a mashup of Pinterest-esque.
One moment. Sorry, Peaches is drinking water very loudly. Can you hear it?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to tell her to stop. Like,
yeah,
hydrate yourself, queen.
Mm-hmm. She wants glowing skin.
Yes. Okay, good girl, honey. Now you can sit down. Yeah, I think you would do really good on Lemonade. That seems so up your alley.
I want to try it. I just get overwhelmed. It looks overwhelming, but do you think it's like user-friendly or does it take a learning curve?
I feel like the interface is very similar to Instagram.
Okay.
When you're doing the feed post of Lemonade, it feels more like Instagram story, like the buttons. It's like, oh, do you want to doodle on it? Do you want to add a sticker? Do you want to add text in different fonts? It's basically like, yeah, the story interface, but for the feed. And that's why I think Instagram updated now to have more of those options on the feed post. I think they copied Lemonade.
They always copy what is going on.
I know, it's funny because Instagram is like the OG, but like literally just steals everyone's everything.
So funny.
They're like, our pockets are deeper. We'll just take that.
They're just trying to stay relevant. And I get that, but it's like they're doing stuff that we're not asking for. We're like, we want you to be Instagram, not these other apps.
I know. Okay, tell me how you feel about this. I don't know if it's me. Am I a controversial person? I don't know what the deal is, but I feel like my feed engagement is like not that good. But then I'll like post like the exact same thing on my story and everyone will like it on my story. I'll get like insane views on my stories. People are like responding and engaging. Post it to my feed, crickets, literally silence. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, am I hard to support? I don't really get it. And I'm not like, I don't make a living like from Instagram ads or sponsors really. So like it doesn't matter that much if brands think I get likes or something. But I'm just like, what kind of messes with my mental health? Because I'm like, why do people only want to support me like silently one-on-one? And I try to have a mindset shift where I'm like, oh no, people just want to like talk one-on-one with me. But I don't get it. I don't know.
Those are two good ways to look at it.
Yeah.
That's interesting. No, I feel the same though. I totally get what you mean. I don't know if it's like you said, where they want to silently support you or if they're just not, it's not showing up for them. And if they're, maybe they're limiting their time on the app. So they're not sitting there scrolling to find you. They're just seeing your stories up top. I guess there's two ways to swipe, the stories and then the feed. It's just a lot of energy, time. So I don't know if they're prioritizing stories.
I think it's easier because when you're watching the stories, like they like click on their own. But when you're like scrolling on the feed, you have to like move your finger to swipe through all the photos and then like up and down. And it's just like more buttons to engage. And people are like getting lazier and lazier, all of us, like myself included. But I feel like Instagram is kind of like shooting themselves in the foot with that because what am I supposed to show brands? Like, hey, I posted something about a fucking pen and had 28 people reply about the pen. Like I can't prove that. And then I post like, you know, an album dump of like the highlights of my week. And I'm like, yeah, I have zero comments. Like, what am I supposed to do with that?
I was one of those people that asked about the pens, I think.
But if I put that on my feed, literally no one would ever reply.
No, no one would like that photo. That's so funny. I don't get it. You're right. Things to think about. I wonder where it's going to go. Something needs to shift.
And no, last week, Kara and I talked about phone addiction and TikTok, I think, is a big part to blame for our generation. All generations. Like, there's, you know, people in their 60s obsessed with TikTok. There's 16-year-olds obsessed with TikTok. And I think that's very brave of you to not go into that world, because once it has you, man.
I can't. Yeah. But like I said, I know I'm missing out on like so much potential, but I don't care.
But do you feel like being in the brow industry, you get a lot of like social feedback and community and engagement, like in real life, that maybe you don't need that itch scratch with TikTok?
That could be. Yeah. That totally could be it. I feel like you said, I don't make a living off of Instagram or like content creation in general. So it's not like I'm sitting there worried about how I can get more followers or views on different apps. It's just, you know, I set that, what do I want to call it?
Boundary?
Yeah, a boundary. It's like a work boundary almost. Like I can't get into that mindset, because that is a dangerous like black hole. I've been there. It's not fun. I can't imagine people that only like Instagram or social media is how they make their entire, all their money. That's their career. Like, that's so much pressure to deal with. Like, couldn't be me.
I know. I love that with podcasting, the numbers are just like hidden, kind of. Yeah. I don't even look at them. Like, but that's, I feel nice. Like with Instagram and TikTok, numbers are like so thrown in your face. You know, it's like we second guess. It's like, oh, everyone can see this. Like, and also the time, you're supposed to get like certain amount of likes in a certain amount of time, even, you know, because then the post goes away. But I love that with podcasting, it's like you make this thing and it goes out into the world and it lives forever. And it doesn't matter how many people listen that day or the next week or the next month. And like, I don't know, we have it set so the sponsors just pay us automatically based off of listens. And I just don't look, and everything's fine. And it would be nice if Instagram and TikTok could follow, I don't know, a formula that's like less number based, because I think it's like fucking people up.
I know. And I think that's why they won't ever stop. They have our, you know, but I did hear recently that if, let's say, you post a video of a reel and it doesn't do well, they automatically like take down the quality of the video until, okay, now let's say, oh, now your video is getting traction. Okay, now they put the quality back up.
Like, you literally mean like they degrade it? Like, they make it more pixely?
They degrade the quality if your video is not doing well. And then, so then it's like, but how am I supposed to get more views if my quality is down? Like, it doesn't.
They're like, you're taking up space on the server, downgrade. That's like literally what they're thinking, probably.
It's so sad.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, to wrap up, we always ask all of our guests our signature question, which is, to you, what makes a good friend?
Someone who sticks up for you when you're not around.
Oh my God, my heart.
Because it's about who you are when, you know, like, no one's looking or whatever they say.
No, it really is true. Because if you are talking with someone and they're shit talking on their other friends, it's like you kind of know that's what they're doing when you're not there. But if they're the type of person that's like hyping up their other friends to you, says so much.
Totally. And we live in such like a gossip kind of, you know, world now, that it just like speaks volume if you don't do that about your friends, which is kind of sad, but
it is. Okay, I have one more friend question.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your favorite things to do with friends?
I like to do crafts with my friends, because I like to just, you know, I kind of like feed off people's creativity. So I like doing that. Crafts or just being outdoors. I like coloring.
Coloring, that's so cute.
I just got into the, you know, all those markers and the Bobbie Goods coloring books.
I love
it. It's so relaxing.
Tapping into your inner child.
It's really calming.
Well, how can our audience find you and support you?
I'm on Instagram, m_ders, and on Pinterest, mders. You can fly down to Sarasota and come get your brows done. At the Brow House.
Hey, I mean, if they're in the area, people go down there for events, weddings, vacation.
Come down. The community really needs it, actually, from all the hurricanes and just what's been going on the beaches and stuff. So
you mean like they need tourism business?
Yeah. Yeah. It's busy season soon. So I'm a little nervous, but I think we'll be all right.
What are you nervous for?
Just for, you know, people who usually come down and rent all these condos on the island. I mean, one, their rental might not be there. The island's a mess. It's not like people will go vacation there because it's a mess. There's sand everywhere, debris still, houses are still a mess. So it's just tough to live in like a tourism place and, you know, kind of just wonder what it's going to bring being in the service industry. But we have a great community, so I'm sure we'll be just fine.
Oh my gosh. Ugh. Okay. Well, yeah, I hope that gets better. And my heart goes out to the Floridians. You guys have had a tough year.
It's been tough, but so lucky. I've got electricity. I feel bad for people in like North Carolina. I don't even think they have electricity still.
No, it's unfathomable.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, it's like, could say a lot. We'll just leave it at that. But thank you for joining Arty Friends. This was long overdue. It was great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
And we will link Emily's socials in the show notes and catch you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, wait, really quick before you go, if you want a chance to be the Arty Friends Listener of the Week, we have something for you. Leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And for bonus entries, there's so many ways to support our show. Share about us on your Instagram story, engage with us over on TikTok, post on our Facebook group, join the Patreon page, or subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Make sure to send that rating and review to our Instagram page, Arty Friends Podcast, and we pick a new Listener of the Week every Wednesday. We'll send you a $10 Visa gift card if you win, just as a way of saying thank you, to buy you a coffee, buy you a sweet little treat, whatever you want. Thanks again, you guys. We appreciate you so, so much. And we'll catch you next week.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.